This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Little Bears Two Caves, written by myself, Joaquin A. Figueroa. Little Bears Two Caves help children who have been either directly or indirectly impacted by divorce and separation. It helps them focus on the individual time spent with both mommy and daddy, respectively, in their own caves. You can purchase Little Bears Two Caves on Amazon. They have the Kindle version or the paperback version. The paperback will be delivered to your home in as little as 2 weeks. So please give the gift of understanding and order your copy today.
Welcome to the Asylum Podcast. Broadcasting from the Asylum Studio in the 585.
Welcome back to the Asylum Podcast, the most prolific podcast in the world. And as always, I am your humble host, Joaquin Figueroa. And today we have another Monday Motivation episode. I guess I wanted to start this week off just reminding you guys that if you're just a little behind, you're not meeting your deadlines, you know, you feel like you've been off a little bit. You're not alone. Everybody's kind of on that same wavelength. And for me, it was more like getting back into the process of doing these asylum episodes. And I found myself feeling a little bit overwhelmed with the added work, the added stresses that I didn't want any longer. And then I had to just relax, really, like I threw in some meditation into my life again recently. And, I have to remind myself that, listen, just it's in your hands. You can do what you can do, and we need to just relax sometimes. Right. So that's what I'm telling myself. That's what I'm teaching myself, is just like, yo, chill, relax. Nowadays, I am trying to stick to building a schedule, right? Like an internal schedule for myself, my life. I recently had a situation where, my stresses were leaking into my personal life. And we don't have to get, into details there. But what I found was that, procrastination, not having the same routines, or not having, quite honestly, any routines this past year, has really impacted a lot of things, right? And we kind of touched on that last episode, but this time around, it's rough. It's rough to get yourself back into a mode where, once you fall off, to get back on. But the excuses are gone now. I have a lot of things to look up to be grateful for. And I'm starting this Monday off stress-free, doing what I can with what I have and moving forward. One of the things is honestly sitting here speaking to you guys. Coming onto this podcast and having a solo episode here where I'm just kind of in my zone. I'm speaking to you face to face. It takes a lot. It took a lot for me to do this. Mainly because, all of those negative thoughts creep in, where we think, who wants to listen to me? Who am I? Things of that sort. And all of that is natural. I just want you to know that all of those thoughts are natural. Our bodies go off of a couple of things, right? It's what you naturally feel inside, how you feel you should handle certain things, and how you feel you should give out your energy to the world, how you really want to portray yourself in the world. And then we have our mind. Our minds have been programmed by so many things that we either acknowledge or don't acknowledge. So when you have these thoughts, they're thoughts of resistance, not because you are not capable of doing something, or not because you're not capable of accomplishing, achieving, whatever it may be. These thoughts are natural because it's just showing resistance to change. And your body wants you to stay in a nice, simple, safe zone. And we have to recognize when that safe zone suits you and when it does not. Our body wants us to stay away from harm, and we can't blame it, right? But at the same time, safe can mean a lot of things, right? You being safe can keep you from an opportunity that will shape you and mold you to be the person that you need to be to reach a level that you wish to reach, to accomplish things that you want to accomplish. So what I really want to tell you is that you have this. You have it. You have it in you, but you have to work. You do have to work for it. And it could be the slightest thing, right? 10 minutes a day meditating, just getting yourself calm, shutting your mind out. There are a ton of apps out there that help you meditate. There are YouTube videos that will instruct you on how to do so. Sometimes it's just soothing, having it playing in the background, having someone instruct you on what to do. And then as you progress, you could then get to the point where you don't need any of that. I often like to just play soothing music, nice soothing music that keeps me mellow. And then when I start to breathe in deep breaths, breathe out slowly, and I try to just keep my thoughts there. And then when I notice that my mind is wandering, I don't stress that. Just stop myself from doing it, and then just focus on your breathing. At first, it'll seem like a chore, and then it'll get you to a point where now your mind knows, like, okay, this is what we're doing. We're counting the breaths. And that quietness is what we seek. So practice makes perfect. Try doing that, once, twice a day. I just had a meeting with a group at work where we started to talk about, what our goals were as far as mental health, mental awareness. And they gave a lot of good tips. And I personally, a lot of people, when in those situations, a lot of people think like, man, you're really giving a lot of yourself to this, right? You're new here and you're telling me so much about you. And the reason why I do that as well, not to go off on a tangent, is I like to be as honest as possible with myself on how I feel, on my past experiences, on, on things that I truly feel on the inside. And the reason for that is for a long time, I kept that hidden, right? I would mold myself into someone else to try to please other people. And I tried to hide certain aspects of my life, thinking that people would not approve, and that somehow would determine my value in their eyes, because I valued what other people thought of me much more than me even trying to figure out who I actually am, or, what I'm meant to do in this world. And I think it's important for us to think of ourselves as, who am I, right? Not how do people view me, but who am I? Because the worst points of my life, I would be just alone with myself, and I would just not understand who I was, not understand who I was by myself. And that was the scary part, right? That was the scariness of being by myself at that time, was that I have no idea who I am. I have no idea what I'm meant to do. I have no idea who I'm meant to be. I have thoughts of what I would want, but are those thoughts truly a representation of who I am and what my qualities are? Probably not. But when left alone, I was left to think of that. And I used to drown it out with video games and whatnot. And I don't play those anymore. I'm not saying that I don't love video games, but, you know, I now spend that time trying to figure out who I am and do the things that really would help me get to a point in my life where I can just continue to improve rather than tear down. And like I said in the last episode, the last year had me pretty torn down, right? So from here on out, it's just building. And it's little things, right? It's little things. So the thought I really want to leave you on this Monday is that, you know, you can always pick back up. You can always pick back up if you lost a part of you, if you lost your discipline like I did, or if you just somehow dropped the ball and you can't seem to pick it up. Know that you can, and all it takes is a little bit of acknowledgement in that, hey, this is exactly where I dropped the ball. How do I adjust that? And sometimes it's as little bit as keeping a schedule and aligning yourself back with your values and picking up some good habits that you've possibly dropped along the way. And it just takes one little instance for you to think about it, really write down what those things are and how can I build the habits today. And that's where I'm at. I don't have everything figured out. I have no idea what tomorrow will bring. But for today, and I'm going to think about this every single day, for today, I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to, you know, when I get to an obstacle, I'm going to think of the times when I've overcome that obstacle. I'm going to fight it because I'm going to get my discipline back. I'm on a mission to get my discipline back. And it all started with, you know, thinking of a schedule for my life. And that's it, man. I wanted to talk to you guys and help motivate you guys on this Monday. To anyone who is struggling, who is having issues, whether, you know, mental health, whatever it may be, you're not alone. We all go through this. But guess what? I believe in you. I believe that you can pick yourself right back up. You just need to acknowledge it. You need to be real with yourself. And you need to tell yourself the truth. No more hiding. No more hiding behind that, for lack of a better term, that bullshit that you tell yourself and why you keep feeding into, you know, the bad habits, the bad decisions. We just need to take that time. Acknowledge it. Correct it. Write it down if you have to. Write down the steps that it would take to correct that. That way, every day, you can remind yourself of that. And you can do it. Take one step towards every action. Only work on one if you need to. And then once you feel like you have, you're in a good place with that one thing, tackle the next. But guys, thank you so much for your time. This is going to be just a quick little Monday motivation episode. I'll be back on Thursday with my interview with Bubby's Barbecue. Great, great dude. Hope you tune in for that. But guys, as always, I love you. I believe in you. I believe in myself, most importantly. And if people are calling you crazy, you're on the right path. Peace.
Welcome to the Asylum Podcast. Broadcasting from the Asylum Studio in the 585. People are calling you crazy. You're on the right path. The Asylum Podcast. to the Asylum.